At the entrance of the Golden Gate Strait, where the Pacific Ocean meets the San Francisco Bay, sits the Golden Gate Bridge. Stretching across the strait for more than 2,700 meters, the bridge connects San Francisco and Marin County. Mary Curie is the Public Affairs Director for the Golden Gate Bridge.
Behind me is the Golden Gate Bridge, which was built between 1933 and 1937. At the time that it was built, it was the longest suspension span ever built. Today, it's ranked about 7 or 8. The main span, which is the span between the towers, was 4,200 feet, and making it the longest bridge ever built at its time.
San Francisco's residents love their city's world-famous landmark.
The bridge is iconic, obviously, and it's something that identifies San Francisco as a place and as a city on the Pacific Rim, and for me, it's very important. It's like a mountain to me. I look for it when I'm trying to locate myself within the city.
Yet for Nancy Landhofer, another resident, the bridge means something entirely different.
This bridge isn't a cursed thing to me. It isn't a tragic symbol.
Since its completion in 1937, some 1,200 people have jumped to their death, giving the bridge a notoriety as a site for suicides. Film director Eric Steele made a controversial documentary about the Golden Gate suicides. In the 2006 film called The Bridge, his cameras captured 23 of the 24 suicides in 2004.
We show very compelling footage. We show how mysterious the bridge is. We show how beautiful it is. We show how easy it is to climb over the railing. We show how many people there are, walking back and forth every day.
Stephen Post, who specializes in the ancient Chinese practice of placement and arrangement of space to achieve harmony with the environment, has his own theories.
One is its immense beauty and the drama of long plunge into the ocean. And so, for a dramatic ending, it's certainly preeminent there. But if we look at the bridge itself and its color, this international orange, it may be that as well.
Nancy Landhofer wants measures taken to prevent people from jumping off the bridge.
I'm giving them to people. It says demand a suicide barrier. It's been a long time argument here in San Francisco about whether or not to install a suicide barrier on the bridge. And a friend of mine committed suicide in 2004.
Listen to the sound.
The board of directors of the Golden Gate Bridge began exploring the possibility of building a barrier 2 years ago. But not everyone is in favor of the idea.
I don't think that building a barrier to prevent that is going to help a lot. It's just going to make it uglier, and then people are going to try to jump over it or just find other places.
I personally do not. I think that the issue that has prevented the full completion of total length suicide barriers, that the objection has been it destroys the view, it destroys the experience of walking across the bridge.
There's a bridge in Canada that I know of that has a high incidence of suicides jumping from that, and they've put up a big, a fence of some kind, and just, why not do it here? It's been here since 1937. It's time.
Upon completion of the bridge, the chief engineer of the project, Joseph Strauss, wrote a poem called The Mighty Task is Done. But it may be that more will be done to this monumental structure 70 years after it was built. For producer Liu Anming, Elaine Liu, VOA News.